Australia's offshore immigration centre on Papua New Guinea's Manus Island has been officially closed, but a tense standoff is continuing between authorities and detainees. More than 600 refugees and asylum seekers remain inside the compound at the Lombram Naval Base. There is no running water nor electricity at the centre after generators were shut down and taken off site. Sudanese refugee Abdul Aziz Adam says many of the detainees did not sleep overnight and remained fearful of what will happen.
We were so scared that we haven't slept. We were thinking that they might come to attack the center maybe at night time. So we were in a high alert. And also we put some guys like to keep eye, we keep watching if anything's going to happen. And we had a half part of the compound last night without power. And this morning as well, they came and took all the big generators, they turned them off, and then they took the generators. And right now, the whole compound is without power.
Authorities in Papua New Guinea have said they will remove refugees and asylum seekers into purpose-built accommodation in the nearby town of Loringau. But the detainees are not willing to leave because of safety concerns and say locals are blocking the construction of new refugee accommodation. Acting Prime Minister Julie Bishop has told Sky News essential services are available for those inside the centre and they should leave.
The PNG government is in charge of security matters. The alternative accommodation for refugees and also accommodation for those found not to be refugees is providing all the essential services, including food and water and electricity and medical supplies, so they have access to essential services. Those who are found not to be refugees, to be owed no protection at all, should return home.
Greens immigration spokesman Nick McKim on Manus Island says there are three alternative facilities where Papua New Guinea and Australia suggest the detainees go. But Senator McKim has told SBS one of the facilities is still an active construction site and not in a state to receive the detainees.
There's about 450 beds ready to go and there's over 600 guys in the centre. So if Julie Bishop or Peter Dutton or anyone else in the Australian government is claiming that today there are enough beds to accommodate the 600 detainees, they are just simply lying.
A PNG lawyer representing the group, Ben Lomai, says he lodged a legal application yesterday to block the centre's closure and a decision is expected shortly. Mr. Lomai is arguing enforceable protections for human rights in the PNG constitution have been breached. Abdul Aziz Adam, the Sudanese refugee, is 24 years old and has lived on Manus for 4.5 years. He has told SBS he wants the Australian government to reconsider resettlement offers from countries like New Zealand. He says, as a group, the men in the centre are focused on supporting each other.
In fact, we are supporting each other. We are supporting each other and we are even united more than ever.
The Lombram Centre was forced to close after the PNG Supreme Court ruled Australia's detention of refugees and asylum seekers there illegal and unconstitutional. Six detainees have died on Manus Island, including one who was murdered, since it was reopened in 2012. Senator McKim says the Liberal and Labor parties are complicit in the situation on Manus Island. He says, especially after seeing the detention centre in person, he feels the detainees must be brought to freedom and safety.
It's just absolutely shameful. I mean, I walked around that centre yesterday, and one of the questions I was asking myself is how have we lost our moral compass so badly in this country and how have we fallen so far? I mean, Australia could genuinely claim in the global context to have been a very, very strong defender of human rights for a long, long time. But we've just walked away from that history and we are on a pathway of deliberately harming innocent people, depriving them of their liberties and their freedoms, and our human rights record is tarnished forever, and it's an absolute stain on the conscience of our country and on our international reputation.